This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so to pick up where we left off with Lee and Felix, it is mostly calm today in Brussels, Belgium. No fireworks around the continuing Greek debt negotiations. Those talks have a lot of layers to them. Some have compared the tense negotiations to high-stakes poker or geoeconomic chess or maybe just a game of chicken. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes us through the field of game theory to explain.
Let's start with chess. Bruce Bueno de Mesquita is a politics professor at NYU who specializes in game theory.
You don't just move. You think about, what will the other player do if I make this move or that move?
That's game theory, how one thing might shape another. And Greece's finance minister just happens to be a professor of it. So does that give him an edge in negotiations? Switching to poker, Adam Larick at the American Enterprise Institute says Greece really only has one card to play.
We will leave the euro. That will lead to contagion and disruption throughout the entire eurozone, and eventually the euro will just collapse.
But that card's a lot less valuable than it once was, because the EU is a lot less worried about Greece's problems spreading to other countries than it used to be. Nick Spiro is with Spiro Sovereign Strategy.
Investors have always perceived Greece through the lens of contagion to Spain, to Italy, and to Portugal. And right now, there is virtually no contagion.
Spiro says there's definitely brinkmanship involved in these negotiations, but formal game theory? Bruce Bueno de Mesquita says it's probably more informal, like a dog trying to figure out where a frisbee might land.
A mathematician could write the calculations that the dog appears to have made in working out the angle at which the frisbee was thrown and where the dog needs to be to jump into the air and catch the frisbee. I suspect that the dog doesn't actually know how to do the math.
But it acts as if it does. Bueno de Mesquita says the decision makers in Europe are probably doing something similar. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.